While Sandra Bland's case has made international headlines, her suicide is hardly a one-off incident in Texas county jails. The Houston Chronicle reports that 140 inmates in Texas jails have died by suicide since 2009. That's when the state started tracking those numbers. What's going on here? Joining us to talk about it, Houston Chronicle reporter Sinjin Smith. He's been following this issue of county jail suicides. Let's put this in perspective, just the numbers alone. Something like at least a million people or a million bookings in Texas county jails, is that right?
Yeah, a million bookings. So that the actual number of inmates might be lower, you know, if someone comes into jail several times over the course of the year. But there are a million bookings at jails in Texas every year.
And how are these suicides happening by and large?
Mostly by hanging. The overwhelming majority are hanging, and inmates will use linens, clothes, cords, and, you know, as in Sandra Bland's case, bags, although that number is lower.
I was struck by something that Adam Munoz, who's the former head of the Texas Commission on Jail Standards, told you for your article this week. He said that if an inmate wants to take their life, they're going to find something in that cell, a towel, clothing, even a trash bag, as what Sandra Bland used, apparently. What more can jailers do to prevent county jail suicides?
Well, I've been talking to experts about that over the last couple of weeks, and one thing they really stress is the intake process, making sure that jailers ask about mental health, and then also having a good relationship with mental health authorities, and also making sure that those jailers are doing frequent checks on inmates.
If most of these hangings if most of these suicides are actually hangings, one would assume that you've got to be particularly careful about the points which inmates can use to tie homemade nooses to, right? And I guess this gets back to a sort of larger issue, you know, lapses in observation and proper screening.
Yeah, absolutely. I spoke to one professor the other day who said it's really important in cells to make sure there aren't points at which inmates can tie off on, meaning that they can attach a rope or a homemade noose to. You know, that's one thing you can do to cut down on suicides. And also to go back to that other point about frequently observing inmates and checking to try and narrow the window when they might be able to do something.
I can't help but think that in the minds of a lot of folks, there's this Andy Griffith image of how small town and county lockups look. I mean, with a jailer able to see what's going on at all times. That's obviously not the case. In fact, there's not even video monitoring of a lot of these cells. Is that right?
Yeah, there was no video directly looking into Sandra Bland's cell, for example. Some jails do have cameras in cells, I believe, but in her case, it was just of the hallway.
Since Bland's death, what, if anything, is being done to review policies involving suicides in county jails?
Well, there are definitely lawmakers met yesterday. There was a several hours long hearing where they discussed some of those issues. I know that they're reviewing it, and I believe we'll be holding more hearings next month, early next month, to talk about if there are, you know, policies or procedures that should be changed or if additional funding should be put out there. But we'll really have to see just because they're just getting started.
Sinjin Smith is a reporter for the Houston Chronicle. He's been following the issue of suicides in county lockups. Sinjin, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.